Whatever appears, it is the pure space of awareness and nothing else. An easy way to think about this is that the all-encompassing pure view of awareness includes all points of view. And the points of view that appear within awareness are self-appearances of awareness. They're not anything other than awareness. And awareness is just a simple term for describing anything that appears, whether it seems to be internal or external. So points of view include everything that appears as an object or a subject outside ourselves, like other people, our own body, other objects. That appear within perception, and then inwardly, thoughts, emotions, and sensations are also points of view. So rather than having all these points of view, inner, outer, object, subject, thoughts, emotions, sensations, experiences, we use the simple term points of view. Within the all-encompassing pure view of awareness, all points of view are self-appearances of that awareness and nothing else. And as they are self-appearances of that awareness and nothing else, by their very nature, they are empty, pure, and wholly positive. So what does this mean? It means that nothing need be done about whatever appears. As it is a spontaneous self-appearance of awareness, it's an appearance of the perfect wisdom of timeless awareness and nothing else. And what does that mean? It means that when an appearance arises and we just rest as awareness rather than describing the appearance, then we know the wisdom of the appearance that is beyond its label. So whatever point of view appears, say the point of view of sadness appears. If we only pay attention to the label of the point of view, sadness, then we may start to say, oh, I'm so sad. And I'm sad because this happened. And then pretty soon we're growing a big story, maybe even a book-length story about our sadness. We're sad because so-and-so hurt our feelings, and isn't this the way it always is? This happens to us over and over again, and it all started when we were a little child, and we were sad for the first time, and we were sad because our mother wouldn't give us a cookie when we wanted it, or, you know, whatever it was. So this is how points of view, a single point of view, that isn't recognized as the basic space of awareness grows into a description that can really be endless. In other words, it can consume a whole lifetime. But in the appearance of a point of view, if we simply rest as awareness, then we understand not only the label of the point of view, but we understand also its second aspect. Each label has two aspects, the word that describes it and also its basic space as awareness. Without knowing these two aspects of what appears, then we get lost in one or the other. We get lost in one or the other extremes of the two aspects. So the extremes of the two aspects could be one, the label, that states that the point of view exists in its own right. And the other is the basic space of awareness that says that nothing exists. So these are the two extremes, existence and non-existence. And if we try to establish ourselves as being in either of those states, then we've adopted an extreme. So whether it's existence or non-existence, they're both extremes. But when we rest as awareness, we rest as that which pervades everything. It's beyond extremes. So it never takes up any notion. Forever stainless space has never held to any point of view, no matter what it is. As all points of view are only itself, there's nothing to hold to. Like in pure space, there is nothing to hold to. All points of view, no matter what they are, can be likened to air filling space, just in the same way the air filling space cannot be separated from the space itself, so two points of view can't be separated from awareness. Points of view are simply the dynamic energy of awareness and nothing else. And what does this mean to us in a very practical way about total timeless freedom that is completely beyond all words and concepts? What it means is that as each point of view appears, we have a choice. We have a choice to either get wrapped up in the label and its description, or we have a choice to rest as awareness that pervades the basic space of that point of view and stop seeking anything in descriptions of what appears. So this is very, very easy. And when we rest as awareness in a completely uncontrived way for short moments, repeated many times, it becomes spontaneous naturally without any effort. Initially, it may take a wee bit of effort, but eventually we just rest without trying to do so. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, it matters not. When we don't take responsibility for resting as awareness, then it limits our recognition of awareness. So when we don't take responsibility for recognizing point of view as it is, when we don't admit responsibility to rest as awareness, then it limits our ability to recognize awareness. And, you know, it really is so simple, because awareness and resting as awareness is completely beyond causes. It's completely beyond effects, and it's completely beyond conditions. So if we're trying to establish any causes, effects, or conditions for resting as awareness, then it'll be very difficult to do so. So if we depend on causes, then we abandon love. And if we depend on describing everything as the effect of a cause, then we abandon awareness, our own awareness. And if we depend on conditions, then we're always lost in points of view. So all these things, causes, effects, and conditions, they're all points of view. But awareness is beyond all those. It's beyond all those. So now an example of this is that if we say, well, my resting as awareness depends on me living in a certain kind of circumstance. So we say that the circumstance itself is the cause of being able to rest as awareness. Well, right away we've elaborated a number of points of view that say awareness is caused by some kind of circumstance. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the same is true with anything. If, for example, if we consider that awareness to be spiritual, then we've immediately limited ourselves in terms of resting as awareness, because awareness is beyond all extremes, both the spiritual and the non-spiritual. So we can't really take up a position anywhere. There aren't any reference points in awareness because it's pure like space. All the points of view that appear are the dynamic energy of awareness and nothing else. When we admit responsibility just in a simple way for all the points of view that appear, and then our capacity to rest as awareness when they appear, then we begin to see that all these things we've been worried about, like the I and the personality and the ego and getting rid of these things, that all these are just appearances of awareness, the I, the ego, the personal identity. They're points of view within awareness and nothing else. There's no ego that has an existence that is independent of awareness. There's no personality that has an existence that is independent of awareness. There's no one who needs to be fixed. There never has been anything like that. When we say that that's true, then we immediately limit our ability to realize awareness, because we're saying that there's something in between awareness and our ability to realize it, that there's this figure in there that's somewhere that exists apart from awareness. So whenever we establish causes, effects, and conditions for resting as awareness, it greatly and gravely limits our ability to rest as awareness. Nothing is required. If we wanted to talk about awareness in a very, very simple way, another simple way, we could just say it's the optimal way of being human. We don't have to call it a philosophy or study any books to learn what it is, and we don't have to say that it's religious or spiritual or anything else. It's simply the way of being human, the ease of being human. It's never been tied to any conventional frameworks or descriptions whatsoever. When we just rest as the awareness that's simply naturally present right here, whereby we all sit here together and our minds are all totally free like space, then we know what awareness is. And that's what we rest as repeatedly, for short moments, repeated many times until it becomes entirely automatic. Whatever appears, it is not an obstacle. It is not a foe. It is not problematic in any way. The problematic nature of points of view only is if we start to say, oh, this is a good point of view and that's a bad point of view, and I have to get a lot more good points of view and get rid of my bad points of view. When we start to discriminate and accept and reject what appears, then it's impossible to rest. Because why? We're so busy accepting and rejecting. But then we don't have to start a practice of not accepting and rejecting. That's not what we're doing. We're just resting as awareness. And inherent to resting as awareness is the resolution of acceptance and rejection of what appears. The single non-dual expanse is truly single and non-dual. It's never been tied up anywhere. The confusing city of points of view has already been entirely emptied. There have never been any residents there. So to just rest as awareness, we realize more and more that all there is this pristine, natural space that is inclusive of everything. And when I say natural, I mean entirely natural. No special language is needed. We don't have to stop saying we or I or my or mine or anything. Everything is completely natural and spontaneous. It's called the natural state because it is natural, very natural, spontaneous, free, loving, totally open to everything that appears in life, with no need to say, oh, this one's beneficial and that one's harmful, and so I have to stay with the beneficial points of view and get rid of the harmful points of view. When we just rest as awareness, then we abide as that which is completely beyond benefit and harm, completely beyond cause and effect. Not tied up anywhere, not tied up to any beliefs, no matter what they are. And in that is the great spontaneity of entirely beneficial wisdom that is inseparable from awareness. If we keep relying on causes and effects and conditions, then we destroy ourselves. We destroy our natural ability to relax. And so, you know, wherever we go, if people say, oh, in order to realize awareness, then you must rely on certain things in order to do that, that just isn't true. You know, it really isn't true. Who we are is extremely easy to access and live as. It's extremely easy. What only is has to be easy, right? How could it possibly be so difficult? But somehow, seemingly, it has become difficult, and only in the way that it's described by many people. But throughout all of humankind, for who knows how long, at least 17,000 years that we know of, this very essential practice, resting imperturbably as awareness, stretches, just this practice, it stretches like a chain of golden mountains from one generation to another. This is the epitome of all practices of understanding our true nature. And it's the practice that is accompanied by unerring instruction so that we always know the practical know-how of how to rest, no matter what appears. So this is something that can be counted on without fail, in the same way that millions of people throughout time have realized the full evidence of timeless wisdom awareness that is the nature of their being through this simple practice, to rest as awareness for short moments, repeated many times until it becomes spontaneous. In just this simple way, very soon there is rest without trying to do so. Just the complete easeful rest that is so obvious as the pure spaciousness of everything. Completely wide open spaciousness has never been tied up anywhere. It's never been tied up anywhere. So to believe that it has is just foolhardy. Just relax, completely relax as we're meant to be. And in that, it's just so clear. It's so clear. There's never been anything to believe in, nor anyone to believe in it. The unborn is never born. So we say we're born, but we're always unborn. All that's born are opinions. Always we remain as we are, and these opinions that proliferate and resolve, they're just points of view of pure space and nothing else. They've never really been anything. So if we take them to be something, then it starts to hurt. Do you know what I mean? If we take them to be something, then it starts to hurt. And all we need to do is to relax. And then all that hurt that has been associated with point of viewing, taking points of view to be real, all that hurt begins to resolve in the basic space of awareness. That's the undoing of the hurt. It's the undoing of the hurt. And if we think we have to perfect ourselves in some way, know that everything already is perfect in resting as awareness. So it's in resting as awareness, just the complete ease of that, that all faults are effortlessly exhausted and all qualities are effortlessly perfected. Just in that, without any doing, without any examination of the non-existent ego. Now, as an ego cannot be found to exist anywhere, a personal identity cannot be found to exist anywhere. What happens when we try to examine one and pick it apart? We're doing nothing because it can't be found to exist. So it's a fruitless effort and one that is exhausting and time consuming. The same is the case if we listen to people who say we're flawed, we're karmically bound, God is punishing us, all of this. If you have any of these points of view, just rest as awareness when they appear. Please rest as awareness, and in that you'll know that their basic space is entirely pure. They've never really been anything. They can't be found to exist in their own right because nothing has ever existed in its own right apart from awareness. If we want to know what love is, this is what love is. Resting as awareness is what love is. We've never been made into on love. No one has ever been made into on love. And we don't have to get love somewhere else. We don't have to get it anywhere else. It's already naturally present as the very essence of our being. When we rest as awareness, we don't even have to think about love or getting love or finding love in ourselves. When we rest as awareness, that is love. We take ourselves completely beyond all reference points, completely beyond all reference points. We naturally settle into the well-being of the ease of everything as it is. All effort is gone beyond. We less and less we find any need to criticize ourselves or judge ourselves. And in doing so, what naturally happens is that then we no longer criticize and judge others. When we feel we're flawed and need to be fixed, we automatically feel everyone else is flawed and needs to be fixed. But this has never been the case. Forever, flawless, stainless space has never had anything going on in it like a flaw. It's never had a flaw anywhere, not even the slightest mark or stain. And when we rest as awareness, then we know that to be so beyond all philosophies, even our own philosophies. We understand the eternal philosophy, the forever philosophy of stainless space, but not as a topic to be intellectually pondered, but in the immediacy of our own being. So what could be easier than that, to just rest as awareness, that is so obvious right here. It's just blazingly obvious here and everywhere. When we know what awareness is, then we know what to rest as, and we don't even need to call it anything. Just rest. Enjoy the great relief that is the essence of being. Does anyone have a question they'd like to ask?
Just going back about earlier, you mentioned if we depend on causes, we abandon love. If we depend on effects, we abandon awareness. Is that correct? And if we depend on conditions, we abandon... There was another term you used there, and I didn't get it. If we depend on conditions, maybe it's also awareness.
Well, love, awareness, and wisdom are synonymous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're inseparable from each other. Causes, effects, and conditions, they're all just points of view. We learn that everything that appears is connected somehow. However, it's only connection is the non-dual expanse in which there's never been anything to connect with each other. Do you see what I'm saying? So if we say that, if we attribute causes and effects and conditions to everything, then we live our whole life within causes, effects, and conditions. And so, you know, it's just like saying something like disease is caused by karma. or diseases caused by anything. When disease appears and we rest as awareness, then we just know that as a point of view that is circumstantially appearing. We don't have to connect it with anything. All points of view, no matter what they are spontaneously appearing, wholly positive, empty purity. That's all they are. And so the moment we start to fabricate what is entirely unfabricated and uncompounded, then we collapse into points of view. When we just rest without bothering ourselves with the need to look into everything in such a way, to poke at it, then we what we realize is potently beneficial wisdom. Wisdom that doesn't need any thinking. It's already present, and it doesn't take up. It knows everything about cause and effect, first of all. it knows that whole game. To awareness, cause and effect is like a board game. It's kind of like Monopoly. You know, it's just something to play with, but it's not anything important. And time and location the same way. This is just another board game to timeless awareness. It's nothing to rely on or impute with any import. When we rest as awareness, something that is so needed by each of us as human beings and for all of us as a species, then we move beyond all these conventional limitations such as time and location and cause and effect. When we attribute everything to time and location, cause and effect, conditions, then you can see how our whole life we're caught up in these points of view. When we have to connect points of view with each other, then it's like playing a connect the dots game our entire life. We spend our whole life connecting the dots of points of view and trying to prove that they're connected to each other. But when we just relax, then the whole connect the dot game disappears. It resolves in basic space. There's no need to struggle in such a way. There's absolutely no need to struggle in such a way. A simple way to look at it is that all these points of view that appear, they're just spontaneous wisdom appearances, spontaneous appearances of love, spontaneous appearances of complete openness and nothing else. Everything we need to know is already known in wisdom, completely known. So no need to do anything other than relax, no matter what we're doing. The more we relax whatever we're doing, even if we're doing something very rigorous, the more energy we have.
If you just keep on relaxing, isn't there a danger of becoming a vegetable?
Do I look like a vegetable?
Well, isn't there a place for discrimination and, searching inside?
Everything you need to know is available in total timeless wisdom that is natural rest. The nature of everything is complete rest and ease, and this is so obvious in that everything, no matter what it is comprised of space. And space, what can you say about it? It's just completely easeful in every way. We have all kinds of ways of showing ourselves today that everything, no matter what it is completely comprised of space. No matter how dense a material object can be, we can put it in a particle accelerator and show that it's nothing but space. You and me, we could be in a particle accelerator. We'd be nothing but space. So there's no need to complicate it beyond that. To get into discrimination, seeking within, searching, all these are just points of view. They're all based on cause and effect, that somehow through discrimination we'll learn something, that somehow through seeking we'll learn something. And whenever we imply that that's going on, there's someone headed somewhere. But in completely natural rest, there's no one headed anywhere. Everything that is already naturally present.
You're keeping in mind while you're discriminating that it's just that partial truth. Couldn't that be a way of gaining insights that could be useful? I mean, there is.
Within cause and effect, it is. Yeah, within cause and effect. You see, within pure space, there's no ultimate and relative. There's never been ultimate or relative. To say ultimate or relative is to adopt an extreme of either ultimate or relative. And in doing so, then we're completely lost in one extreme or another. In cause and effect, there's regular knowledge and regular knowing. Discrimination, discernment, that's all based on points of view and rearranging points of view. But in resting as awareness, there's sublime knowing, where there's no learner and learned. There is insight that is also sublime, beyond any kind of need to think about anything.
I want to ask a question regarding to Ken's question about cause and effect, and I want to give an example. I have a food poisoning for the last 4 days. It started after drinking one glass of local water. Instantly, it was like it started to happen. And since then, for the last 4 days, I've been resting, but my stomach has like a different way of doing its thing, and it's like it's being like a roller coaster with my stomach. But the thing is that even while resting, except that I'm not feeling like happy or sad, it's just what it is, nothing happens to the stomach. But the second I took like an Ayurvedic medicine, it completely relaxes. So in theory, cause and effect is just a game, but in real life, it's real.
Uh-huh. How do you know?
Well, you can put the microphone to my stomach and it will tell you.
Well, you know, here's what's going on. We get so accustomed to dualist thinking, sorting everything out in opposite terms, dualist terms, that when we hear something like what I've just been saying, what we automatically try to do is sort it out. And through the filters, the dualist filters that have been the operating software for some time. So then we say, oh, well, it's either cause and effect or beyond causality, one of the two. But I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that to be beyond causality and causation are not two. They're not two. And it's only in resting as awareness that that's understood. Everything that appears, no matter what it is a circumstantial wisdom appearance of timeless awareness. When we rest as awareness, we know that, and we have complete freedom in the direct encounter with all points of view, no matter how we might describe them. And the more powerful that becomes in us, in other words, the more it intensifies, the more we have complete mastery over all phenomena. We can arrange the dream as we will. Why not give it a whirl? Just keep resting as awareness and see what happens. You may find out you can choose to be sick or not. You may find in illness a wisdom appearance that is so incredible, so tremendous, in terms of your own experience of illness, that what you find in resting as awareness as that illness can be of tremendous benefit to all beings. But you can never know that if you continue to look at only causes and conditions, or to try to separate out the two, the causes and effects and the beyond causality. There's never been a split. Now, you're already resting as awareness, and this is good, because you're able to rest as awareness with this poisoning, and you found some freedom in that that perhaps you didn't have before. So you see, this is how you're showing yourself that what we're saying here is true. You're like a good scientist. You've been given a theory, now you're going out and testing it to see if it has the result that the theory states. So you see, even for a scientific materialist, resting as awareness is a good practice. You don't have to be a head over heels involved in a religion or spirituality or philosophy or anything. It's just about being human. You can be if you want to be involved in religion. It's fine, or spirituality. Just rest as awareness while you're enjoying all of whatever it is you're doing. Yeah. You see, in this way, food poisoning or illness, whatever it might be, it becomes the ultimate puja. The ultimate puja. You see, any of these words we've been employing, they can be understood in an ultimate way through resting as awareness.
Thank you. You've mentioned a few times viewpoints can be accepted or, you know, not accepted. Do I understand that correctly, that once one, from resting as awareness, starts to recognize viewpoints as they are, e.g. viewpoints, that one still can actually make a choice, a conscious choice, like, okay, this viewpoint is not useful, not beneficial, I can just, you know? Or, okay, that's an interesting viewpoint, I'd like to, you know? Or is everything vanishing or not vanishing totally spontaneously?
You will know through resting as awareness. Resting as awareness is completely inexpressible, so there's no way to describe what occurs. Just know that love, wisdom, and energy will increasingly fill your life. And great connection with all beings. Yeah, so, yeah, that's very good. To rest as awareness means to be free of points of view. To be completely free of points of view. But I didn't say there aren't any points of view, or there are never any more thoughts or emotions or anything like that. I just said this complete rest is the essence of all appearances, no matter what they are. And in that, eventually, there's the complete resolution of all points of view. They're completely outshone as the single non-dual expanse. Yeah. Now the points of view, they're just the dynamic energy of awareness. That's all they are. Just like a current in an ocean, the current and the body of the ocean are all water. So too, awareness and its dynamic energy, it's like the currents in the ocean. Points of view are like the currents in the ocean. The dynamic energy of awareness is part and parcel of awareness. It's not something different from it. It's only pure awareness. So all points of view that appear are pure awareness and nothing else. They're nothing to be troubled by or discriminate about or anything else. To know that which is completely beyond all assessment, analyzation, an examination, an investigation, is to rest as awareness, completely free of the need to describe things as this or that, as whether they are or they aren't. You know, another way to think of that is that all appearances, no matter what they are, they're like an hallucination or a hologram or a mirage. They're vivid appearances of emptiness. And just as we wouldn't look for anything to sustain us, we wouldn't look for love in a mirage or a hologram or an hallucination, so too, when we rest as awareness, we don't look for love and wisdom in the label of what appears. All the appearances, no matter what they are equal. You know, they're completely equal. Whether they're terrifying or filled with paranoia, or whether they're happy and blissful, they're all completely equal in being pure space. The label means nothing. And in that is wisdom. In that is complete wisdom of absolutely rip-roaring benefit. All-pervasive wisdom. If we just keep tinkering around with all the points of view and taking this one and putting it here and adding that one to this one and subtracting this one from that one, then we'll spend all of our life doing that, and it leads nowhere. Has it led anywhere yet? When we just rest and enjoy the relaxed nature of the natural order of everything as it is, then we understand everything completely without doing anything. So we don't memorize any books or anything at all. We just learn to relax and let all points of view be as they are. Let every single point of view be as it is. There's nothing that needs to be done about it. Rely on wisdom awareness as the choreographer and director and producer, rather than on the descriptions of everything that appears.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me that all vivid appearances that we perceive in this world are automatically... will have no other nature but in the realm of cause and effect. Otherwise, that would be the nature of vivid appearances within this world. Is that true? I just want to check with you.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Everything that's a vivid appearance, mm-hmm. has two natures. One is its timeless awareness, but it's also occurring because it's within the realm of cause and effect also.
Well, first of all appearances have only one essence and nature. And that essence is timeless wisdom awareness, a spontaneous natural appearance of timeless wisdom awareness. So that is the only essence and nature of every appearance. And to know that is timeless wisdom. So the cause and effect and that which lacks causation, which is entirely uncaused, timeless awareness, are not two. These are not two. That can only be understood through resting as awareness. All vivid appearances are vivid appearances of emptiness, completely vivid appearances of emptiness.
Okay, I have one other question about this. You say a vivid appearance has the label, we could have a label, and the other side is timeless awareness. Mm-hmm. Now, a label is really not the thing either, so of anything. A label is like a word that describes. Uh-huh. But what about, like, say there's pain and there's joy, there's the label pain and joy, but also then that you could say underlying everything, pain and joy, is timeless awareness, but actually there is some individual nature of pain and joy also, the experience of it. But it seems like you're kind of denying that. I mean, like, if I'm in pain and I just say, well, it's just timeless awareness, but the truth is I'm also in pain. So, but it seems like you're denying that aspect, that it doesn't exist, it's just timeless awareness. But if I'm in pain, I'm in pain. It's like it has some kind of individual nature. There's descriptions of something, but there's also an individual experience of something. You know, I mean,
I understand what you're saying. Well, first of all, I'm not refuting or trying to prove anything. What I'm instructing is that to rest as awareness is to go beyond all of the descriptions, and in going beyond all of the descriptions, there's no distraction by the description. So say you're in pain and you're just lost in the pain, then you don't have a balanced view about the pain. It's filtered through all the kinds of points of view you're associating with the pain, like this pain was caused by karmic consequences, or this pain is due to this, that, and the other thing. Who cares? You know, all these are just points of view. When you rest as awareness, you're resting as the pain. And in resting as the pain, you have an incredibly balanced view. Just like from an airplane 30 or 40,000 feet up, you can look down and see a vast expanse that can't be seen from a point on the ground. And so from that all-encompassing vantage, then you have a lot more information about what to do and how to act in relation to the pain, because the action comes spontaneously from the balanced view of timeless wisdom rather than from being wrapped up in a story about the pain. It doesn't mean passivity or nihilism. What you were suggesting was that what I'm saying may imply nihilism, but not at all. Nihilism comes from nothing and it leads to nothing. Nihilism says that nothing exists and that what appears produces no result, that there's nothing about it other than nothing. In timeless wisdom is a wholly positive, beneficial expanse, in which everything, no matter what it is originally pure and of potent benefit. So see, we, in resting as awareness, we realize the potent benefit of the appearance from the spacious view rather than from the point of view.